I don't have anything really bad to say about the Sailor Moon fandom at all. I generally, when I encounter another Sailor Moon fan, they're Sailor Moon. We can talk about a bunch of things. I probably will wind up talking about something they have no clue about, because everybody doesn't wear a sign like, yes, I watched all of Stars before it came out, blah, 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 yes, I've read the whole manga, whatever. And I just, like, go off on a tangent on something, and they're like, what is she talking about? but, like, there's a lot of enthusiasm, and at this point, the Sailor Moon fandom is at least 20 years old, so it's old and interesting, and all, you know, it's full of people who have been around the block and done all sorts of cool stuff. Char, I can't remember her last name, but the marketer who's in charge of the Sailor Moon line for Viz.
Charlene Ingram.
Yeah, is a huge fan of my Galaxia cosplay.
Oh.
I met her at Otakon.
I met her at Anime USA.
And I ran into her again at Anime USA. I'm wrapping up for the end of the day, probably right after you had taken my picture. Went back to the elevator to go up to my room, because I was like, I need a drink, I'm done. These contacts are killing me. And she comes out of the elevator, we wave at each other, and her friend goes, see, I told you she was here. Yeah.
Talk about recognition.
Right?
Serious recognition, I'd reckon.
So that's my one bragging right.
Indeed. And with something strong to back it. But moving along for a second, I mean, that is naturally, although Sailor Moon is your primary cosplay, is there anything else you cosplay as?
I've cosplayed lots of things. Obviously, I talked about doing Maya the Siren from Borderlands 2. Mm-hmm. I've done the 11th Doctor. I'm looking at my closet. I've done Liz Thompson from Soul Eater, mm-hmm. you know, one of Death the Kid's guns, with my friend Trisha, who is like 4'11". I'm 6 feet tall. She's 4'11", so we're the perfect Liz and Patty. I've done Satsuki Kiryuin from Kill la Kill. I know I've done a lot more. Oh, I was King from King of Fighters and The Art of Fighting, the fighting game character. I've done Haruka in her school uniform. Obviously, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Or we talked about Sailor Moon, rather. That's another one of my Sailor Moon cosplays. And when I'm feeling lazy on a Sunday, sometimes I'll just throw the blonde wig on, draw a Uranus symbol on my forehead, and wear my plain clothes and just be like, I'm Haruka, fuck off.
Perfectly legitimate.
Perfectly legitimate, yep. But now I actually have the ugly-ass green pants and matching tie, and I carry around like a shoulder bag and do the, you know, the school uniform thing. I know I'm forgetting something. But obviously, we talked about Galaxia. On the last day of AUSA, I did a trial run of my Saphir costume.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be debuting that for real at a little con that my friends in Florida run, which is next week. It's called Chibipa. If you are a Floridian and you're in the South Florida area and you're going to that, I will be there. What else have I done?
Well, of those cosplays, I mean, what anime really...
Oh, Gray from Fairy Tail. I forgot about that.
Fairy Tail. There you go.
That was at Anime USA, too. How did I forget that?
That's fair enough. But what about these cosplays? I mean, is there any other animes that like really stick out that maybe come close second to Sailor Moon?
That I've cosplayed from?
Yes.
Fairy Tail is up there, but like I said, Sailor Moon is my super fandom. I really like Fairy Tail. There's a ton of characters I would love to cosplay from Fairy Tail. Mm-hmm. I was watching it pretty religiously with this. Then we paused because we caught up and we like to kind of binge watch. So we were like, let's wait a while until we have a bunch of episodes. I really liked Soul Eater. Soul Eater was a great show. Probably my second favorite anime that I'm I love to death.
So you were saying about Soul Eater, I certainly, you're no pun intended on that.
Okay.
Loving
it to death. Aha. No pun intended. That just sort of came out of me there.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? The characters of Patty and Liz, a rather interesting character for an anime.
Definitely interesting characters. The Soul Eater was full of really interesting characters. I had a lot of fun cosplaying as Patty and Liz. I'm not sure that I would necessarily call them my favorite characters from the show, which I think probably has to go to. It was one of the few shows where I really liked the main character. Like, Maka's great. Mm-hmm. Maka and Soul were probably two of my favorite characters, with Death the Kid as a close second. I actually really liked all the main characters, which I'm usually a minor character fan. And of course, I really liked Liz and Patty, because everything that drives Death the Kid nuts is fantastic.
His neuroses are rather interesting.
Yeah, and Blue Eyes Dante, who I mentioned earlier, was our Death the Kid, and she's between my very tall height and my friend Trisha's very short height. And we played up being Liz, Patty, and Death the Kid to the nines. She would run ahead and, do something dumb, and then Dante would get mad at her, and then I would be like, oh my god, guys, calm down. And we just had a ball doing that at Otakon. It's too bad we don't live closer to each other, or we would do it more often at more cons.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, in your cosplay, how do you feel? What are your thoughts on that? Is, cosplay being this thing of self-expression and personal independence? You're kind of creating an identity of your own every time you make a costume. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you are absolutely right. It is very much a really intense form of fandom self-expression. You are making something that somebody else designed. You're dressing up like someone else's character. So, you're expressing your appreciation for that work with your own work. And then there's the whole element of how you went about it could be completely different than how someone else went about it. And then you get to kind of bring your own talents and your own unique abilities into it when you make a costume for a character you really like. I see people talking about cosplayers covering up their tattoos.
Where were we? We were on the subject of...
We were talking about self-expression. I don't know where in that rant.
You were saying you were covering about something about covering tattoos.
Oh, okay. I was talking about some cosplayers with tattoos want to cover them up, or photographers ask cosplayers to cover them up or shop them out or whatever. And I was saying, I personally want to see your tattoos. I want to see you, the person, the artist, in the cosplay. Sailor Moon doesn't have tattoos on her forearms, but I can watch the show or read the manga. I know what Sailor Moon looks like. I want to see you, bring yourself into the character. And I know part of being quote unquote perfect, which is maybe the best compliment you can pay a cosplayer, is looking just like the character or behaving just like the character. But I do really like to see the real person kind of shining through, because that's super cool. That's you as an artist expressing yourself through the medium and yourself and your fandom through the medium of this costume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you think about the do-it-yourself aspects of cosplay, especially in the kind of things not only that we're kind of learning the old crafts, the old handicrafts that maybe have been neglected by our society in years past, but have kind of come back, learning how to make our own things. What are your thoughts on that?
Cosplayers are the most resourceful fucking people in the world. They really are. If I ran a business, I would hire nothing but cosplayers. Oh no, I've broken something and I have nothing to fix it with. We'll find a way to make it work. There's been so many instances where something has fallen off or broken or snapped off or gotten caught on something or torn, and it was just okay team, we have to figure out how to fix this. And then the solution just comes out of nowhere. Or only a cosplayer shows up to an event with an X-Acto knife, a hot glue gun, several rolls of several spools of thread, a roll of tape, and like extra tacks, you know? And like, I don't know if anybody else out there is like me, but sometimes those things wind up staying in that backpack that you bring with you. And then so elsewhere, you're like, does anybody have scissors? And you're like, yeah, I do. Do you need needle and thread? Do you need a hot glue gun? Do you need a knife? I have all of these things.
Like, classic can-do spirit.
Yep.
Indeed. And what would you say on the subject of, because there's been a lot of controversy about it, especially with the recent large conventions, out west. There's been, you know, great, the movement of cosplay is not consent. And it's particularly directed at women, who cosplay. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? And I mean, just, you know, what have you seen, you know, as its prevalence, at these conventions?
Okay, yes, cosplay is not consent. Keep your hands off unless you get her permission to do so. Seriously. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, these entitled little boys are always like, oh, what if I just want a hug? Then ask her. And if she says no, take her no at no. Like, and if you just want a hug, don't touch her ass. That's not cool. Or her boobs. They're not yours. God. And I don't care if they're on display. You don't touch things at a store that say don't touch if they're on display, right? Not to compare women to objects, because we're not.
Objectification.
Like, yeah, right? And objectification is a bigger problem with the culture and not necessarily just with geeky things or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I could probably go on a whole feminist rant about, like, the problem is not with the fact that some characters are sexy. No, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with a woman who wants to show off her cleavage if she has it. Nothing, literally nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. The problem is with the culture and the entitlement and the thing that the objectification and the attitude that gives to people, because that is the culture that has been served to you. And if you want to not be lumped in with other people who think that they can just touch a girl however they want, don't! Like,